This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan Tuesday, insisting he does not regret his decision, even as the situation in Afghanistan rapidly deteriorates and the Taliban accelerates its gains across the country. Biden's defense of the administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals on Monday and Tuesday in a push across much of Afghanistan after taking large areas of the mostly rural countryside. Biden has been saying for months, and said again Tuesday, the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces, and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. Biden said the United States will continue to keep its commitments to provide close air support, resupply Afghan forces with food and equipment, and pay salaries. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response, President Biden said, quote, today we proved that democracy can still work. The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will begin deliberation on it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding. But the president has hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to what he called a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. You're listening to VOA News. New York's top lawmaker announced his resignation on Tuesday following an investigation that he sexually harassed 11 women. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing mounting legal pressure and faced demands for his departure from U.S. President Joe Biden and others. In a televised 20-minute address, the 63-year-old said his resignation will take effect in 14 days. It's a downfall for a man once seen as a possible U.S. presidential contender. A Democrat who had served since 2011 as governor of the fourth most populous U.S. state, Cuomo made the announcement a week after New York's attorney general released the results of a five-month independent investigation that concluded he had engaged in conduct that violated U.S. and state laws. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor of New York. It's a state of more than 19 million people, and she will be the first woman to hold the post. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with what he called hostile acts. The statement made a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. Authorities in Algeria said Tuesday that wildfires fanned by blistering temperatures and tinder dry conditions have killed at least 42 people, adding they allege the fires have criminal origins. Late Tuesday, the toll stood at 25 soldiers and 17 civilians killed. The defense ministry claims soldiers saved 110 people, men, women, and children, from the flames. State radio in the North African country reports three, quote, arsonists were arrested in relation to the fires. And there were demonstrations nationwide in Poland on Tuesday against a bill widely viewed as an effort by the country's nationalist ruling party to silence an independent U.S.-owned television broadcaster that is critical of the government. Technically, the bill would prevent non-European owners from having controlling stakes in Polish media companies. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.